Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with two of the participants in a wonderful race. Actually, not a race. It's a ride that's going on. It's called a Distinguished Gentleman's Ride. It's going to be on Sunday, May 17th, starting at 10 a.m. here in Gainesville. It's actually going to be worldwide on Sunday, May 17th at various places. And it's just a really incredible thing where people dress up in their finery and ride their vintage motorbikes, and it's all to support men's health and prostate cancer research. So Farron Healy is here today, along with Camden Briscoe. Tell us a little bit more about this ride.
Sure. The Distinguished Gentleman's Ride is the world's largest motorcycling charity event. Founded in Sydney, Australia in 2012 by a gentleman named Mark Hawa, it brings together riders on classic and vintage-styled motorcycles, dressed dapper, to raise funds and awareness for men's health.
That's really amazing. Are there classic and vintage motorcycles around?
There are quite a few, yes. There is a large motorcycle community here in Gainesville with quite a focus on the classic vintage-style motorcycles. A lot of people come out of the woodworks with their garage-kept motorcycles for this event, so it's a lot of fun.
And you said it starts at 39th Avenue. One of your main sponsors is Gainesville Harley-Davidson.
That's correct.
And so you leave from that facility, and then you do about 30 miles, takes about 45 minutes, and you come back to the same location.
That's correct, yes. We're partnering with Gainesville Harley-Davidson this year. My husband, Camden, and I help to manage a local motorcycle group called Easy Riders of North Central Florida. We've done this ride one time in the past last year. This is our second year doing it, partnering with Harley-Davidson this year to make it hopefully bigger than last.
So what is the Easy Rider group?
Easy Riders of North Central Florida.
Kind of laid back.
Yep, yeah, exactly. So we are a local motorcycle group, basically just a group of friends that started riding together, and it grew into a larger circle of friends that still ride together. We focus on safety. We don't care your experience level, what bike you're on, how old you are. We want everyone to just get together and enjoy motorcycles together.
So if people want to participate in this ride, you obviously have a website where they can sign up. And do they pledge money or do they have people pledge money?
Both. So if you wanted to be part of the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride this year, registration is a requirement. You can register on gentlemansride.com. And the idea is that you would pay something to register. There's no set amount this year. And then you would fundraise on your own to raise money on behalf of Distinguished Gentleman's Ride.
So it's particularly going towards prostate cancer research, but you said also men's mental health is important?
Correct. So Distinguished Gentleman's Ride has been partnering with Movember for 12 years now.
And what is Movember?
Movember is basically a local hub for all of your really well-known, most helpful organizations that support men's health, prostate cancer, all of the things that kind of aren't discussed in amongst some circles of men. It's nothing that has been brought to the forefront of conversation, and it needs to be. So Movember helps to bring that conversation to life, and Distinguished Gentleman's Ride helps to support Movember and everything that they stand for.
So Camden, I'm assuming you've got your outfit ready?
I do, yes.
That's great.
Suspenders and a bow tie and everything, so.
Do you really? Wow, this is really amazing. You said it's been the last 2 years that you've been involved, but how long has this been going on?
Yeah, so Distinguished Gentleman's Ride, the first year was 2012, I believe. This is the 15th year that they've been doing it, and it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. This is a worldwide event happening in cities all across the world, not just the United States. It started in Australia and just spread from there.
I looked at the website, and I saw this gallery of pictures, like from Buenos Aires and France, of course. We have another guest in the studio named Thomas who has a great French accent, but he's not sharing it with us today. But it was amazing how many people were involved and the outfits and the motorbikes. I didn't realize those kind of motorbikes still existed, I guess, as antique collections, but
they
do. Pretty cool.
Yeah. And they also, sorry to interrupt,
no,
they also have, you know, a lot of bikes these days that are what we call modern classics, where it's a fully modern motorcycle, but it's stylized like the old school ones, like some of the newer Harley-Davidson Sportsters are very kind of new age looking, but they still have a round headlight. They still kind of sit low on the street and still have that kind of vibe.
So if you have like a regular motorcycle, are you still allowed to participate?
Yes.
You just have to be careful with your outfit.
Right.
Well, that's cool. This sounds like a really an amazing event, which I had never heard of till I got the email from Thomas saying, can you please let people know? And everyone I've told in this building is like, wow, that's really cool.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate the opportunity to just share the event and talk about exactly what it's for. And the reason for the dressing up in our, not costumes, just we want to look dapper. We want to look nice. We want to look fancy on these classic-styled motorcycles. It's basically just a conversation starter. We want people to ask what we're doing, what do we stand for, what are we hoping to accomplish, all of those questions. And when you're on a really cool-looking motorcycle and you're dressed like a 1920s gangster, really, it just starts that conversation off really interesting.
Well, it also is very serious, too.
It's a really fun way to get people's attention without being a total, you know what, on the road. You know what I mean? Like, that's burnouts, wheelies, stunts, and stuff like that. We stay away from all that. This is a nice, fun, you know, kind of family-friendly way to gather attention from the public.
Raise awareness, yeah.
Do you have any younger folks that are involved in this?
We have some younger riders in our group, yep. We have some that have just gotten their motorcycle endorsement, and they ride with us, and I'm sure they'll be out there. The event itself that's at Harley-Davidson, Gainesville Harley, is very family-friendly. Even if they're not riding with us, we want family members there. We want kids there. We're going to have food trucks. Mm-hmm. We have coffee in the morning. We have food truck in the afternoon. We have live music happening when we get back. So it's going to be quite the event when we get back as well from the ride.
Probably have a nice dance, too, since you're all dolled up.
Right? Yeah. We'll have to plan something.
So do you have the outfit set?
I do, yes. It's got a vest and pantsuit style for me.
That's cool. And yep. Camden, you're set, too?
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas, I'm sure you're ready, too. Okay, everybody's cool here.
Thomas was one of the most dapper individuals mm-hmm. last year, so I'm excited to see what he brings out of the closet this year.
That's great. And we keep saying Harley-Davidson, Gainesville Harley-Davidson on 39th Avenue, but it's actually 39th and I-75.
Yes, it's kind of tucked away back there, but your GPS will take you directly to that location. Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy to find.
So, and there's plenty of parking for people.
Lots of parking.
If people just want to come and visit and hang out, is that allowed as
well? Yep. The dealership itself will be open that day for the event. They're usually closed on Sundays, but they're opening just for us so we can have our event there. The parking lot is kind of split in two. One half is going to be where we sit, eat, drink, have a good time. And then the other half is large and flat and lots of parking for all the bikes.
Wow, that sounds great. And can people give the day of the event as well?
Yes, you can also register the day of the event, too. To be involved in the ride, we do require the registration. But if you are not able to get to it before and you want to be involved, come on by. We can get you registered. That's no problem.
Okay, and do you have to specifically say you're with the Gainesville ride when you register?
Yes, yes, it is location specific. There are a few other rides in Florida. There's one even happening in Ocala, Jacksonville, down south in Fort Lauderdale. There's quite a few, so make sure you're picking the right one.
Is there any significance to May 17th?
I don't actually know. I don't think so. I think it was just the day that they started it on and kept it, but I'm actually not sure.
Yeah, it seems like a perfect time, spring, and it's a good time to mm-hmm. get out on the road and enjoy everything and give to a good cause as well.
Yep.
So give us that website again, and then we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about past events and some of the cool things that have happened.
Sure. So it's really easy. It's just gentlemansride.com, and then the registration details are right there on the first page.
And there's no specific obligation amount that you
no
have
to monetary obligation. As I mentioned, it's just you register for yourself, and then you are fundraising on behalf of the organization. So all of the money that you raise by your fundraising efforts will go to Distinguished Gentlemen's Ride and Movember.
That's great, because it seems very easy probably to get donations when everybody sees what's going on.
Exactly. Yes.
Great. Okay, we're going to be back in just a minute, and we'll talk more about the Distinguished Gentlemen's Ride. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner, here today with Farron Healy and Camden Briscoe, and they are with the Distinguished Gentlemen's Ride. And it's an incredible event that supports men's health and prostate cancer research. And it's kind of a vintage motorcycle ride. People dress up. It's on May 17th, not just here in Gainesville, but everywhere in the world. Tell us a little bit how big this is.
Yeah, so in the past 15 years that DGR has been doing this ride, it has grown to quite a substantial number of riders and countries and cities that are involved. There's actually over 125,000 riders already registered for this year's DGR, and that's across 110 countries. So they will all dress up, ride out, and will raise money for prostate cancer research and men's health all on the same day.
And the inspiration for the outfits is Don Draper from TV's Mad Men from days mm-hmm. gone by.
It is.
And when I saw the pictures, I'm like, yeah, that's definitely what they're wearing.
Yes.
And you're all set, too. You said with mm-hmm. suspenders, too?
Yep, suspenders, bow tie, I've even got a nice hat.
Yep. There you go.
Yep. If you need any inspiration on kind of what you should wear, on the DGR website at gentlemansride.com has a lot of photos in the gallery there. Really good shots of the old style vintage classic motorcycles and the outfits that people have been wearing to match them.
And you said this is all part of Movember, which I was not sure exactly what that meant. And what exactly is Movember? Obviously, it's not May, but it's November, correct?
Correct, yes. So Movember is what sparked the No Shave November movement. November is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And since 2003, Movember has engaged over 5 million people and funded over 1,200 men's health projects. So 100% of the funds that we raise through this DGR ride, we'll go to Movember projects in prostate cancer and men's mental health.
Well, an interesting statistic I saw on your site was over 10 million men around the world are living with or beyond a prostate cancer diagnosis. So it's an incredible issue right now, and bringing awareness to it, I think, helps with this race.
Correct. It's unfortunate that men die on average 5 years earlier than women, and it's often for preventable reasons. It's just because we're not having those conversations. We want to create an environment in this day and age where men feel safe and able to talk about these things in order to help their health. Men's suicide rates also remain a growing global crisis, and the communication and awareness around those topics are key.
That's great. So this is your second year, but you plan on sticking with this for a while? You're all in?
Mm-hmm. We do. We partnered with the Bull downtown last year. There's a lot of construction downtown Gainesville. I'm sure
Quite a bit, most of you are aware.
So we have now moved our location to Gainesville Harley-Davidson. It may move somewhere next year. We may continue the partnership with Harley-Davidson. We'll just have to see how big we can get this to grow by this time next year.
Mm-hmm. And Harley-Davidson is kind of at the intersection of I-75 and 39th Avenue.
That's exactly where they are,
It's right near the Best Western Hotel, I believe.
It's across the street from it. That's correct.
That's great. And you said the follow-up after the race, the ride, I guess you would say, is food trucks and music and just camaraderie and sharing a good cause together.
Correct. Good old tire kicking, as my dad would call it. I grew up riding motorcycles with my dad, and he had his stint with prostate cancer not too long ago, which is what sparked my interest in getting involved and helping with this ride and this organization. It's just something that's really close to my heart. It's not just for DGR is not just for men. I'm a woman, obviously. I am leading the ride. I'm helping to organize the ride. So women are also very, very welcome. Yes, it's a topic for men's health and men's mental health, but women are very much involved in that conversation as well.
And if she's involved, Camden, no doubt you're involved.
Indeed.
That's great. This is going to be a fun event for everyone. And I enjoy looking at the website and seeing those outfits. That's what I keep going back to, because it's just amazed how people, if they just dress up a little bit, it just changes the whole persona of the event. It gives it a lot of class. It's not a biker event. It is a very classy, sophisticated, distinguished event.
Distinguished, yes. Distinguished. We are all very gentle folk that participate in this ride, and that's what we like to portray as well when the ride is going on. It will be a very controlled environment. It's made to be a parade-style event where we're going slowly down the road. We might make some noise with the horns and revving our engines just to get some attention, but we're obeying all speed limits and road laws and everything like that. We don't want to cause too much of a ruckus, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And Camden, you said surprisingly there are a lot of women that get involved.
I do see we've had several women on our ride last year. I see it in all of the photos. You just go look through the gallery and you can pick them out of the crowd. There's several of them in the crowd. And I think it's something to do with the safety of the program, or I don't know. I think everyone's just banding together and getting involved.
It's a fun event.
It's just a lot of fun.
It's fun, and women love to get a chance to dress up, even if it's on a motorcycle.
You're not wrong, Sue.
Let's just put it that way. That's cool. So, we hope you do this once again in the future. And I just found out about this because of an email that I received, and it's a classy event, and I think people are going to come out just to see exactly what's going on.
And they're welcome to. You don't have to be a motorcyclist. You don't have to be registered to go by the event to hang out and have a good time with us. Everybody is welcome at Gainesville Harley-Davidson to hang out before and after. The ride starts at 11:30, kickstands up 11:30 sharp.
Oh, and 11:30. Then okay, not 10 o'clock.
Well, 10 o'clock at the event location at Harley-Davidson itself starts at 10. We'll have coffee and pastries. The ride starts at 11:30. So we'll be geared up and ready to go at 11:30. riding through Gainesville. Pretty nice scenic route around the outskirts of Gainesville and then back to Harley-Davidson by 12:30. So the ride will be roughly 45 minutes to an hour. And that's meant to be, like I said, a very parade style, slow, let's draw attention, let's have a good time, let's let people take videos, take pictures, ask questions.
And you mentioned that your other sponsor is Easy Riders of North Central Florida. How big an organization is that?
Yep, so we're just a local motorcycle group. We started it about 3 years ago when Camden and I moved to Gainesville. We didn't really find a motorcycle community that fit us. We wanted to have a good time, but we also wanted to be safe at the same time. And that's kind of hard to find. You have your sport bike riders, you have your cruiser riders, mm-hmm. And everyone's kind of segregated. This is very much an all-inclusive group of riders where we don't really care what you're riding. We don't care how old you are. We don't care your experience level. Everyone's welcome. Everyone's safe. This is actually a really great group for beginner riders to come and learn how to safely ride in a group, because that's one of the things that we practice and preach.
Cool. And you said you have notified the sheriff's office. Do they come out and give kind of safety tips as well?
So they won't be involved in this one. I don't think it's big enough for that yet. We have about 30 riders. We're hoping that that grows to 50 to 75. But with the numbers that we currently have, the sheriff's department is just on standby in case we may need anything. We'll probably utilize them to help us get out of the Gainesville Harley-Davidson location, because that left turn that we're going to make out of there is a little challenging sometimes. If you know the area, you know what I'm talking about. So we will have their support there, but really they just wanted us to have a good time and be safe.
So you're not going to be on I-75. You're going to be more on the quieter roads,
correct,
so to speak.
Yes, you know? No highway mileage. Mm-hmm. This is a very nice, easy cruise to just enjoy the event and the time.
And, you know, we haven't had any, but in case we have rain, is this thing still going to continue?
It is. It's going to be rain or shine. If we need to push it back a little bit in the day to avoid some rain, we will do that. But this is meant to happen on May 17th in every city around the world that is currently registered to host a ride.
Just drive a little slower, be a little more safe.
Exactly.
That's great. Well, give us the website once again. And is there any number to call as well?
Nope, no phone number. It's just gentlemansride.com. And you'll register there. Make sure you pick the Gainesville location. If you have any questions, there is an event on Facebook too. So if you searched for Distinguished Gentleman's Ride Gainesville, the event page will pop up. All of my information's there. If you have any questions at all, feel free to send me a message on Facebook or comment in that event page. And we'd be happy to answer any questions anyone might have.
So Farron and Camden, you're leading off the ride?
We are.
Yes.
That's cool. Yeah. Got to see the pictures after the fact.
Yes, we'll have lots of pictures there. I believe we have a photographer friend of ours that's going to be there as well, taking some photos. So we'll have some really cool shots of everyone that we'll post on the event page afterwards as well.
Great. Well, we're going to put this on our podcast page so people can link directly to the site. And then it'll be on various other platforms so people can listen. So thank you very much for coming in today. Thank you for coming in today. And good luck with this event. And we want to hear from you next year. We want to feature this again.
Thank you. Awesome. We would love to. We really appreciate that, Sue.
That was Farron Healy and Camden Briscoe from the Gainesville edition of the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride on May 17th. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go to WUFT.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. This is Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.